Welcome
to Tangents.
We still haven't gotten the hang of that intro.
I think the first time we did it was probably the best.
It was, and it's all been downhill, which is should be the reverse, you know, because of learning curves or whatever. No?
Is there something wrong with us? Are we just like...
stupid?
Are we stupid?
Yes.
Or am I just stupid? I'm just holding you back.
Well, I always start it, and I expect you to join in, but you...
I'm trying to work up a burp every time. One of these times it's going to come. Instead of the two, it's just going to be burp. It's going to be fun.
Will it, though?
Welcome. Tangents.
You're just going to end up throwing up one day.
I throw up most days. No, but on a more serious note, we are naked.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I just want to direct the audience towards this very obvious fact. Adam and Eve, put your ad here.
As you can see.
As you can clearly see. We had a very mild brush with the nudist colony.
They converted us.
We're full-heartedly nudist now.
Tomorrow, my name will be fucking Flower.
Fucking Flower? Yeah, I like it.
First name fucking, last name Flower.
Then you can say, I'm fucking Flower, and then you're like, you're fucking yourself? What?
I would have to say I'm fucking Flower.
Unless your nickname was just Flower, because it's definitely easier to say than fucking Flower.
Well, I imagine when people... No.
I know what a double entendre is.
Well, you just... I feel like if people are looking for me, that's when I feel like they use my name. They're like, where's fucking Flower, you know?
Exactly. They wouldn't say, where's fucking... Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Can we name our child fucking?
No.
Fucking Ola Cervantes, what's it to you?
Okay, wait, I actually like that.
But only what's your name? Fucking Ola Cervantes, what's your name?
But only if we do some... to always say, what's it to you, afterwards.
His middle name is Walter Chavante. His last name, what's it to you? Fucking Walter Chavante. What's it to you? I like it. Let's put a pin in that one.
Yeah, put a pin in it.
We'll come back to it at a later date. Unannounced date.
Put a bookmark on it.
Put your thumb in that page.
Put a
heck, if
dog ear in it.
Yeah, heck, if you own the book, just put a dog ear in it. And if you don't, shame on you. Don't you dare dog ear a library community used book. That's disgusting. Fuck you. Get the fuck out of here. I hate you. Wait, oh.
It's just like, I always start off wanting to be a good person. And, like, I'll be like, oh, I don't have a bookmark. I'll just tear off a little piece of paper.
Will you tear it?
No. Like, from a notebook. I use, like, a piece of paper from my own personal thing to put it into the book.
Yeah.
And then over time, I'm like, where's my piece of paper gone?
Right? It's just gone. It just leaves. It's just like, nope, not part of this shit. I don't want to read this book.
I'm going to need to dog ear that.
And you just bend the corner. Just bend the little corner.
And then I keep doing it forever.
And then once you're done with one dog ear, you just unbend it. And then no one ever knows. Because, you know, books, they tend to close. And it puts pressure on the pages to go back to how they were.
That's what I keep telling myself so that I can sleep at night. Books. What's your favorite book?
My favorite book.
I don't think I've ever asked you.
Oh, man. What favorite based on what, though? Like... immersion or like well writtenness, like it's just like a really good book, or I felt like, wow, I feel like I could be there.
Both, give me both, you know, if they're different.
I'll start ranting until you tell me to stop.
Okay.
Let's see. First favorite book series was called Gregor the Overlander. I told you about it one time.
Uh-huh.
Where this guy in, like, New York, his little baby sister is missing. And he finds out that she fell down, like, the air shaft behind the heater in his apartment building. And then this air shaft just goes into the center of the fucking earth.
Uh-huh.
And he's falling and falling and falling, and they never quite hit the bottom. But he's just, like, falling for an hour.
Uh-huh.
The whole plot was like, oh, his dad left when he was just a baby, and he has to be the man of the house. Finds out his dad was kidnapped. And they're like, oh, you're the prophet. And he's like, what? He's like, yes, it was foretold.
That's such an intense fucking book for a child to read.
And then there's five of them.
Five of
the who? Series. The series.
Oh, there's five books.
And each book is like a new adventure. And different life lessons and shit, and it's actually really good. I hated the spoken word version. I listened to it with my mom, because she also read the books.
Uh-huh. Yeah, were your parents the kind of parents who had to read the book first before you could?
My mom was. No, my mom and I read books at the same time.
Oh, just like as a fun bonding experience?
Yeah.
I knew people in, like, elementary into middle school where their parents would read the book before they did to make sure bullshit. It wasn't inappropriate.
Fuck that. Kid can read whatever the fuck they want to read.
I know, right? I got my mom to give me a permission slip so that I could read Breaking Dawn Part 2.
Except for Mein Kampf. Never read Mein Kampf.
They can read Mein Kampf. They just don't have to agree with Mein Kampf.
Yeah, that's the thing. Don't read it.
But. But books are for everyone.
But everybody agrees with Mein Kampf.
Nobody agrees.
Everybody agrees with Mein Kampf.
Whatever, doesn't
matter. All my friends agree with it.
Are your friends with Nazis?
I don't know. Can you tell by my bald head and swastika on my face?
Oh, that's horrible. That's the worst.
I thought that you knew.
That's bullshit.
Being of Hispanic orient yourself.
What does that have to do? Okay, whatever. So that was your first favorite book?
And then, you know, in the first book, he's like, oh, wow, I can be a warrior. In the second book, it's like, oh, I have to bond to a bat, just like the size of two humans on this, like it's like a 8-foot tall bat. There's like giant rats, and there's like literally an entire civil war that is brewing in this underground society of rats that have been taken advantage of for being scum. And this one lead rat who comes up from nothing. And
then, like, my god, what book? What, this book is
This is
insane.
Like the most intense book series I've ever read. And it's also so, like, cheesy at the same time. But, like, good cheesy.
And then what's the other book?
And then the third one, they go on this,
I don't
like,
mean, the, I don't, you don't need
They go
to...
on this, like, Homer's Odyssey sort of shit.
Uh-huh.
And they're, like, doing a bunch of shit, and they learn some, like, spiritual shit.
Okay, but you don't need to tell me the plot of every single book.
The fourth book... The fourth book, the kid's, you know, like 18 at this point, and this is like when the Civil War is peaking. And he's like, fuck, I gotta start doing shit around here. And he's like, the first couple books, like, I don't want to be the prophet, blah, blah, blah. And then he learns echolocation, and he's like, I am the prophet. His whole attitude changes.
All it takes is one little echolocation.
And then the fifth book, he finally, they are building up like a couple times where this kid was supposed to kill the rat as a baby.
Mm-hmm.
That was the prophecy. That was like the whole Homer's Odyssey.
Mm-hmm.
And then like 2 years later, fifth book, grows up. The reason he's supposed to kill him was because this rat was going to lead the entire revolution. So this like fucking 300, 400 pound rat that's the smartest rat ever designed ever.
It's
just like leading.
Much less killable now that it's an adult.
Yes. And the whole fifth book leads up to, like, the part where this New Yorker kid and his bat friend, his bat partner, are killing him because they learned how to fight together, and they're a really good team.
Oh, my God.
And they kill him together, but then the bat dies. And they couldn't separate the New York kid's hand from the bat's hand as they died next to each other. The kid barely didn't die. But, like, everybody was fucked. Like, they all killed themselves, essentially. Then the rats are like, oh shit, we don't have a leader, we surrender.
Oh my god.
And it was funny because the final scene was in the complete dark, so he had to use echolocation. But then he did master
character it. Growth.
And then they're like, yeah, the only way we could get you out of there alive was if we chop off your bat partner's hand, because your blood was like hardened, glued to each other's hands. So his hand, he woke up, his hand was just resting in a bucket of water as his fucking best friend's...
That bat best friend is just thawing out of his hand?
Yes. And then he's like, fuck. And then the old guy's like, you were the prophet.
Okay, so what was your next favorite book?
Oh, man. Oh, shit. I don't read many books after that. I was like, that's it. That's enough. That's too much for me.
I mean, that would take a toll on me as well.
I was like in fucking fourth grade.
I would never be the same.
I'm an empath, so I like put myself in the situations of people.
Uh-huh.
Especially those I read about. It's kind of very easy when they describe the whole process.
Yeah,
And then I was just like, fuck.
You're like, I'm a bat. Am I the dead bat friend, or am I him?
Both scenarios suck. At least you'd be alive in one of them, so.
That's the lesson. Yeah, glued to your dead bat friend's hand.
Dead, best dead bat
friend. Best friend bat dead hand.
The hand of your best friend who happened to be your bat partner. His hand.
I feel like I've taken an emotional blow after the plot of all those books.
It's good. It's such a good
book series. It sounds really amazing, and I wish I'd read it as a kid. I read a lot of like dystopian books, and I loved them.
I'll buy it for you on Google Books.
I don't like reading on screens.
It's a very fluid read.
What does that have to do with
it? Fine, we'll buy it in person. Damn.
You don't have to buy it in person. We can take it from the library.
No. No, no respectable library has that. They're fucking contents.
Are you gonna ask me what my favorite book is?
What's your favorite book?
I'm not sure.
Sorry, I'm just cuddling up to your naked body. Because we're naked. In case if any of you heard the memo.
100%.
Pornhub, put your ad here. Give us free shit, Pornhub. I want them t-shirts and them baseball hats.
I do not. You can keep your stuff.
Okay, well, one set of a large male's t-shirts. And the other one is a golf visor.
A golf visor?
Size extra large if we're using like the one size fits all thing. And then otherwise it's like 42, I think.
Okay, so my favorite book. I'm not really sure. I've read so many books in my lifetime. And so many of them have been so good. But the most recent one that I've read that I really, really liked was... Why did I
love in the one?
No,
what? The gorilla one, the sentient gorilla.
What are you talking about? Oh no, I didn't like that one.
You didn't.
I was forced to read it and did not enjoy it. Ishmael. It's a philosophy book.
Have you read Moby Dick? The one where Ishmael is the main character. You may call me Ishmael. The first sentence.
No.
You read Moby Dick?
No.
I'm not like a third of the way through it. It's a pain in the ass. It's a beautiful book. Dude, it gets so slow. I finally got to the whale. I'm a third of the way through, and I was so pissed by that point. Ishmael, I was like, fuck you for a little bit.
I feel like there's been a misunderstanding, because Ishmael is a person, correct?
Yes.
The book that I read, Ishmael is a gorilla.
It could be the reincarnation of...
Can you imagine there's just one gorilla trying to fucking hunt a whale? Like, this whale is the bane of my existence. It's like, aren't you an animal? The bane of my... It's a metaphor. No, my favorite book is Love in the Time of Cholera.
What's that about?
I read it
Tell
in
me
Spanish.
The plot A to B.
So it's about the life of this doctor... Who, like, I have to think of the plot now. It's so long since I've read it.
Just give us major points. Just what you remember.
In the beginning, there's this doctor, and he falls off a ladder. He's dying.
Oh, no.
And then his wife runs up, and she was like, oh, my God. And then...
oh, my God, he has cholera. What a time to be alive.
And then they, like, go back and tell you about his, like, life story.
Oh.
And he's, like, just this young, up-and-coming doctor. Then he, like... not really... he, like, sees a really beautiful young girl. And then he's like, oh, my God, I need to be with that girl. After he, like, takes a telegram to, like, her dad. And then he, like, just keeps showing up because the aunt was like, I'll make this happen, dude. I got you.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, they start meeting up. And we're not so much meeting up because they weren't supposed to be together. Because he was, like, poor. And she was not. She was all rich and shit. And so he, like, starts leaving letters for her. And she leaves letters for him. And then he's like, yay, this is amazing. And then the dad finds out, and he's like, we're leaving. And so he, like, takes her away. But somehow they still keep in contact. And then finally one day she, like, comes back, and he sees her walking through the market, and she's, like, all grown up now, and she looks like a woman, and she's, like, got this braid in her hair. And he's like, oh, my God. Her. And then
how old was he in the
beginning? I don't know. Oh, he was an old man.
I mean, like, nah, the bat began to, like, as when that girl was taken away.
Oh, I don't know. 20.
Oh, 20.
I feel like it was something creepy, like she was 15 and he was 20 or some shit like that.
Oh, that's weird.
You know, like back in the day, because, you know, when people had cholera.
I'd take my daughter out of that shit.
She, well, it wasn't like the age difference, it was because he was poor.
The age difference to me.
I know, I'm just saying, you know.
Our daughter's not dating someone that's already graduated high school, and she's just starting high school, you know? That's just...
you mean a pedophile?
Yes.
Yeah, totally. But anyway, this book...
there's statutory rape, and then there's just... don't be the asshole guy. Come on, get the fuck out of here.
100%.
Don't touch my daughter.
But then she, like, turns around, and she sees him, and he looks like shit, and she's like, oh, my God, how could I ever loved him? And she's like, fuck off. And then he's like, oh, my God, I'm devastated.
He looks like shit?
Yeah.
Why does he look like shit?
He's just, like, looks older, and his hair is, like, not as nice, and just, you know, stuff like that.
Okay, sure, whatever.
And just, like, the book just, I don't really know how to describe it, but, like, the book goes on to, like, describe their love story with, like, intermixing some other characters. And it was just, like, really sweet because I don't usually like romantic novels. I'm more about the dystopian stuff.
Yeah,
like,
the dystopian shit's awesome.
I need that violence in my life. Oh, my God, what's wrong with KK?
She is just fucking crazy lately. God damn.
But anyway... the way that they were, like, describing love at parts was, like, Joey. It's, like, super realistic, like, the way that love actually is versus the super romanticized version of love. Like, there was this part in it where it was describing, like, their worst fight, and it was that she forgot to replace the bar of soap in the bathroom.
Oh, yeah.
He was like, you didn't replace the soap. And she's like, oh, I'm so sorry, I'll do it. And then she didn't do it again. And he's like, what the fuck, you didn't do it. She was like, it's not my fault. And they, like, got into this big old argument. They didn't talk to each other, and they're sleeping in separate rooms and stuff.
God damn.
And then, like, finally, something happened, and then... he, like, went over to her and slept in the bed, in the same bed as her. And she was like, get out of this bed, you know. Like, you have to sleep in that other room. And then he was like, forget about the soap. I'll replace the soap. And it just, like, reconciled. Like, yeah. That's real life. People get pissed at each other over soap.
That's some cute ass shit.
The way that, like... Chris and Sarah fight over how Chris always eats all the pizza.
Yeah, their fights are totally unnecessary.
You don't think it was unnecessary to fight over soap? But it was very sweet, because at the end, as he was dying, he was like, I've loved you more than you'd ever know. And then he died. There's, like, so many nuances to that book, though, and I really liked it, especially since I read it in Spanish, and I don't think I've ever read a book completely in Spanish.
Except for that?
Yes, I felt very proud. Like, besides children books and stuff.
Yeah, those would count. Those aren't books.
What came out?
Those are slideshows. That's what they are.
Okay. I mean, there's, like, some problems with the book because it was written in a time period where things happened, like...
Sexism and racism?
Yes. Exactly. Like, class differences and stuff. So you mean, like,
all of history?
Yes.
Yeah. Any...
But it's just, like, super blame. But it's but I enjoy it. I like that book a lot.
That sounds like a good read.
It's just like romance in the best light.
Just like us.
Aww.
In the darkness, without clothes.
Really trying to sell this whole we're naked thing, huh?
People need to know what they're listening to.
People need to know. Oh, they know.
Oh, they know. They know that we've always been naked in every single one of our episodes. Remember that nudist colony? That was 3 years ago. Every single episode you've been listening to thus far, we've been naked.
That's our bit.
Austin, Chris and Sarah, fucking, I don't know who else has been in our podcast. Nobody else has been
in our podcast. Other Sarah?
Other Sarah? Yeah, we've all been naked.
Yeah, every time.
Every single time, every single one of us. Yeah, go back and listen to it. You'll hear it.
We're so bonded.
Go ahead, keep listening to all of those last previous episodes, because...
Click back. Remember the good times.
And just imagine us naked. You're not naked in this scenario.
You could be.
We're naked. Oh, my God, yeah, I don't give a fuck.
They could be.
Who am I to judge? You know, we're naked.
I just mean, like, they could be listening to it in the shower.
On their way to work.
During sex.
On their way to the shower. After sex.
After taking a shower.
After taking a shower on your way to work.
After
you get off work. Heck, during work.
Why are you naked during work? That seems like an HR issue.
Just do anything you want at all times. Life is great. That's why we're always naked.
Oh my God. Do you have any more tangent?
No, of course I got more tangents. Give me a sec.
Just one sec. She says no.
Well, what's our clock looking like?
I don't own a clock. Because I hate their ticking.
My hands still smell like crab.
Oh my gosh, tell them the story about the crab.
Oh, that was disgusting. Okay, so we've had a crab and artichokes in our fridge for like a week. Just 1 week. We got them fresh out of the store.
It was less than a week, for sure.
Yeah, at least 4 days. I don't want to say more than 4 days.
No, it definitely wasn't more than 4 days. I don't know how long you're supposed to keep seafood before you cook it, but it felt like...
Probably the day of. I would say day of.
I feel like if you're going to buy seafood, it's because you're going to cook it soon.
Yeah. Anyway... Like, oh, let's cook it last night. So I cooked the artichoke. It was delicious. I love the artichoke. Nana's getting into it, so she's got to acclimate.
Yeah.
To artichokes. They're tasty, though. They can be.
Yeah, I like them. But, like, they're not my favorite thing ever. I still eat them.
Yeah.
And then I was, like, excited because I've never tried crab before. Not real crab. I've had fake crab.
And I broke all the legs off, and I was like, Deanna, you know what? Do the honors. Crack that bad boy open.
So I did. I ripped into it. And then when it was open,
just the body just came just flush right out of the shell. Just like a ball socket on a shoulder joint or some shit. Like, fuck.
And it looked just disgusting.
It was just orange pus.
But But I've never seen a crab because I've never had fresh crab like that. So I was like, maybe that's how it's supposed to be.
And so we just kept digging?
We need to enter a different sphere, you know.
Break open like the chesticles of the crab.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where you get most of the meat from the crab, you know. That's where mm-hmm. the good meat is. There's a lot in there. It gets packed in there. They got really tight muscles. They're really fast creatures.
Why would they need to be fast in their bodies?
Action potential. Like, it just helps you to claw shit really fast. The predator coming? Snip.
I don't mean like in their claws. It makes total sense. But like in their bodies?
How do you think they move their claws, babe?
I mean, ligaments?
Abdominal.
Adduction.
Abdominal leads to the extremities.
I mean, sure, but I don't. Okay, whatever. It doesn't
matter.
There's
muscles in the abdomen.
Abdomen? I know. I took anatomy. I know all of them.
Do you know them of the crab?
It's probably the same ish.
Ish, right? Ish.
I have no idea. They probably don't have that many muscles.
Anyway, cracked open the chesticles, mm-hmm. and it was mm-hmm. just. Rotten, essentially rotten crab. I tried a little bit, and I was like, nah.
You were just, like, committed so much up until that one point. You just, like, put your hand up to your face, and you're like, that's it, and you just threw it away.
I think I smelled it, and I was like, nope, that's...
You're like, that's not it.
That's the reason I don't cook crab. And I always have crab cooked for me.
We need to get... crab now because I'm
oh my
like,
god Deanna, you know how those air fryers they have, you can make french fries in like 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
An air fryer crab cooker.
I don't
the next you bring fucking seafood back onto the on the dinner table.
I don't
put big push for seafood.
I'm really not the biggest fan of seafood,
although we are overfishing our seas.
Yes, we are. It's a problem,
so I probably shouldn't add to the whole horrible.
We already consume so much seafood. I don't know that we need to add it to the table. It's already on the table.
It's what is it, the meats category? It's white meat though. It's not. It doesn't offer the same protein as red meat.
Should we minus it from the table? There's too many.
I think we should minus something from the table.
And it's seafood.
It's definitely not fats.
We're overfishing.
Maybe vegetables. I bet vegetables.
What are you talking?
And seafood. Essentially, because there's a lot of oils and like those helpful oils you get from vegetables.
What are you talking about?
There's a lot of good oils in seafood that are good for you. And like the white meat of the seafood essentially does the function of.
Yeah, seafood's not bad for you.
In your dietary.
Unless it's like tuna and it has too much magnesium in it.
Yeah, and then you die.
Has anyone died from a. Too much tuna magnesium related incident?
No, but tuna and mercury is very common.
Mercury, sorry.
Very common.
The people commonly die from too much mercury from tuna?
Mercury poisoning, most likely correlated to tuna exposure, yes.
You don't think it's because they're drinking thermometer juice?
We are in America, so I cannot account for the Americans within America.
It's the most forbidden juice.
Are you saying I should drink it?
No. I don't even own a thermometer.
Got one right here. I've been saving it for a rainy day.
Just eat it. Nibble on it. I think that's it. I think that's tangents.
All right. Thanks for listening. Yeah, if you have any ads...
put them here.
Sexy or non-sexy or heck, any ad. We'll take any ad.
If you have an ad and you're willing to pay us.
If your ad sounds sexy, we'll do whatever the fuck you want. Damn near.
After a extreme vetting process.
A thorough vetting process.
And there's tangents.
All right, thanks.